Okay, sir, thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding for me. Okay, sir, I was able to reach anyone in the tech office. I did leave a message on their voicemail asking them to have the tech once again give you a call, sir. And I also sent over an email to the tech office once again asking that they have the tech reach out to you with the ETA, sir.
Well, are they coming today, or this is a second home for me. This is a 150-mile trip, okay? My third 150-mile trip for the same piece of equipment. So now, do I leave and go back, or do I make another 150-mile trip, or do I wait?
Okay, so I can't reach the tech. I can't reach anyone, sir. And I left. We've left messages, and we haven't got a response back.
They don't have, there's no one that you can speak to that I can speak to that to contact the delivery. Everybody has a cell phone, so don't tell me that they don't. So we all know that they have a cell phone because the guy was here the other day with his cell phone.
So I don't have their cell phone numbers. I don't have anyone's cell phone numbers.
Well, what about the office that you just reached out to? Don't they have it?
I can't reach anyone in the office, sir.
This is my third time for the same piece of equipment. So it's 3 days pay and 150 miles of traveling every time I come out to this house. Now, I'm still sitting here. It was supposed to be here between 12 and 2. It's almost 7. I have to get back. Now, are they going to show up tonight?
Sir, I can't. I don't know. I can't reach anyone, sir.
Because they called us twice yesterday. My wife called. Everything was confirmed. Everything was confirmed that they were coming between 12 and 2. So, I mean, what more am I supposed to do? Because I'm making all the right phone calls, and I'm not getting any response. And is anybody going to reimburse me for my 3 days of work and my 450 miles of traveling and my time sitting in the car?
Okay, so you would have to take that up with Best Buy, sir.
Uh-huh. Aren't you Best Buy?
No, sir. We're not Best Buy. We're XBO. We do the scheduling for the third-party installers for Best Buy.
So who did you text and who did you if you texted, there has to be a phone number.
Sir, I can't give you out anyone's phone number unless I have permission from the tech office, the installer's office.
Well, then why don't you have them call me? If you text them, have them call me.
That's what I just told you, sir, what I did. I called the tech office, and I asked them to have the tech contact you, sir, with the ETA, sir.
Uh-huh. So I'm saying, let me speak to them and find out what's going on already. This is absurd.
I'm sorry, let you what, sir?
They have my contact information.
Sir, I cannot give out their... That's correct, sir, unless I have their permission to give out their telephone number, sir.
Okay. Well, let's have a supervisor who can then... Do you have a supervisor? I appreciate your help, but let's...
Okay, hold for a second.
We need a supervisor to get this done.
This is absurd already.
Okay, hold for a second.
Okay. He texts us. Well, they have to text and ask for your phone number. Give me the phone number. Let me call them. So I'll call.
Yeah, I'll just get a text all afternoon.
Right. You know what? Don't pay the bill.
I'm not going
to pay the
bill.
Yeah. Well, this is a free-o now. I'm not paying.
Oh, the whole bill?
Yeah. The whole without.
And you're going to do emergency.
Yeah. Right? And I will. And I will. I will. Just like I did it when we went away and they screwed us, they're screwing us again. I'm not doing it.
Well,
I'm not going to pay.
Well, won't you pay for the installation?
No, I'm not paying, period. I'm not paying. It's ridiculous. 3 full days of waste.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then I can come out here again and wait.
Right, exactly. Come to the house when they're here, call me, and then let them wait for me to drive out here and wait for them. Right. As I said, I got to keep covering up my time. They don't give up their time.
And I'm paying for it.
Right. Right.
Okay, thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding. I'm transferring you over to my supervisor. Hold for a second.
Thank you very much.